Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the Market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money in the Market. I'm Hong Bin Jung. Now, the Japanese yen dropped to its lowest level yesterday, entering the zone that triggered intervention by Japanese authorities in 2022, prompting the finance minister to warn Japan would take decisive steps against excessive currency movements. And the yen has slumped more than 7% this year, driven by the widening gap between U.S. and Japanese bond yields, which the Bank of Japan's small interest rate hike last week did little to address. So how might the recent depreciation of the yen reaching its lowest level in recent times impact the Japanese economy in the coming months? And can we expect a revival or not? Well, to find out more about the Japanese yen's developments, joining us on the phone today is Peter Chia, who's a senior FX strategist at UOB. Hi, Peter. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, hi, Hongbin. Hi, everyone.
Okay, Peter, the yen that, you know, slid to the weakest level in about 34 years against the dollar yesterday, and it dipped 151.97 versus the dollar in the early hours in Tokyo. What's led to the weakness in the yen?
Yeah, so to be sure, I think to give some context to most of the listeners, the yen has been weakening for over 3 years across a major range of currencies. So like the Sing dollars is definitely benefiting from that. So this phenomenon or this very prolonged period of weakness was due to the fact that Japan authorities or Japan itself doesn't hike rates alongside other central banks. So Japan interest rate is the lowest in the developed world right now. Mm. So it makes perfect sense for the market to be selling the yen or to take a loan in the yen and to invest in a higher yielding currency. So that is the overarching reason why the yen has been weak for the last couple of years.
Okay. So, you know, the yen, it did bounce from a 34-year low on speculation that Japanese officials may be preparing to intervene to support the currency. In fact, you know, the finance minister Shinichi Suzuki and his top currency official Masato Kanda, they were indicating that Japan was ready to act. So, Peter, what would an intervention from the officials signal? Was it their toughest warning yet for traders, and are policymakers running out of choices, you know, short of purchasing the currency to prop it up?
Correct. Typically, this is not something that is surprising given that the yen has weakened quite abruptly in the last couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
I think authorities were signaling that down about 4% in just a couple of weeks. So this pace of depreciation is definitely something that they are not very comfortable with.
Mm.
So if you look back to what happened back in 2022, right?
Yeah.
Typically, before they start to do the real thing meaning to buy the actual currency to support the currency, they will typically go through a round of with like a warning, verbal intervention, we call it. So I think we are going through this process right now. So if the yen do weaken again from current levels, I think the next step for them will be to buy the currency itself. That will be the real intervention. And I think real interventions are quite rare to begin with because you're talking about a very, very well-traded currency.
Mm-hmm.
Before 2022, in fact, the last time Japan authorities actually buy into the currency itself was a couple of decades before that. Not something that they do very often. So this serious matter. So that's the reason why market is paying real attention to what they are saying and potentially doing right now.
Can I just ask for some little context here, Peter? Back when Japanese authorities did intervene in 2022, how did the yen react after that?
Sure. They intervened 3 times in a couple of months in late 2022, starting from September that year. The yen did not turn immediately. The first round, I think when it did it, the yen did slow down the pace of depreciation, but did not turn immediately. It's only after the second or third that the market really thinks that, okay, they are really serious about this. And also coupled with a very important thing where U.S. interest rates were dropping. That is a very important ingredient for this intervention to work. Because in currency market, we are always talking about the interest rate of one currency versus the other. So just now I briefly mentioned that yen interest rate was low. So markets will typically take a loan or sell the yen to invest in a higher yielding currency. So the last couple of years, the US interest rate is quite high relative to the yen. So when the US interest rate started to drop back then in 2022, so this advantage of selling the yen and investing in a higher yielding dollar started to diminish. So that is the reason why the effects of the intervention was at that time was felt. And indeed, we did see in a period of time where the yen also strengthened from about back then about 150 to about as low as just 130. So 20 yen in a matter of months is a big move.
Okay.
But it needs certain things like the important ingredient, like what I mentioned earlier, that US rates should follow lower.
So in present context, right, Peter, let's say back in 2022, as you mentioned, they did three interventions. U.S. interest rates were decreasing. So in this present context, when, you know, we're still uncertain when rate cuts will be coming in over in the U.S., rates are still high, higher than ever. So do you think this possible intervention this time round would be enough to revive the yen?
I think it's all about the timing. Markets more or less had agreed that June would be the start of the U.S. rate cut cycle.
Right.
So from now to June, we are about 3 months away. And typically ahead of a U.S. rate cut cycle, the U.S. dollar or U.S. rates should start to decline. Like sell on the rumor and buy on the fact, right? So so this could be the backdrop that we are entering into where the U.S. yields will start to drop. And if the authorities in Japan were to make use of this and really intervene in the market, I think the effect could be a bit more pronounced this time around, similar to what we've seen in 2022.
But I guess we'll just have to wait because let's say the Fed's preferred gauge of inflation, that is the data, is due this Friday. If that comes in hotter than expected, experts are saying that the June rate cut might be delayed even further. So, you know, as you mentioned, it's all about the timing. But Peter, you know, the weakness in the yen, it comes despite Japan raising interest rates for the first time since 2007 last week. And that was, of course, signaling a historical shift in monetary policy. But, you know, despite Japan's recent interest rate hike, why is the yen still declining?
Correct. So I think this is something that is quite interesting. I think the markets was a little bit surprised by the reaction of the yen to the interest rate hike. By right, when you hike interest rates, the currency should get a boost. But I think it was the guidance by authorities after the hike that they say that probably after the rate hike, they will proceed very slowly and very carefully about a potential second move. For us, we forecast that the second move from Bank of Japan could be coming in only in the fourth quarter. So there's a big long gap between the last move to the next move. So that's the reason why the market is fairly confident that, okay, this is not a game changer in reversing the yen alone. We still need the blessings from the Fed in a way that if they cut rates, then that could potentially reverse the yen's trend.
And it's still uncertain whether Japan will continue, you know, hiking their interest rates. So can the yen fall even further with this backdrop? How much lower can the yen go if it does?
Okay, I think, of course, if you look at the good old saying, the trend is your friend, right? We are in a three-year downtrend for yen. The price doesn't show you that it's showing a clear sense of reversing. I think, yes, I think the trend will go a bit lower before it gets higher. How much more can it go? I think the key level is going to be about 152 to 153in the next couple of months ahead. I think, yeah.
I see. Even the kid in the background screaming is not happy with the yen falling further. But Peter, what strategies?
Yeah, I'm so sorry about
that. Oh, no worries. But what strategies are yen traders applying at the moment in the midst of the declining yen?
I think it's a very expensive strategy to be long zero interest bearing currency and to be short, let's say if you are selling a high yielding currency like the dollar, it's a very expensive trade. So if you look at some of the strategies that the market typically do, while waiting for the trend, typically they will go into the option market and say buy an option. So I wait it out, I pay a fixed premium comfortable with to wipe out this potential risk, this reversal in trend.
Okay. Yeah. Then how do investors perceive the overall economic outlook for Japan given the decline in the yen, and how might this sentiment be impacting the yen's performance in the currency markets?
I think generally the market is on its toes right now, thinking that Bank of Japan could act. And so they are definitely looking out for more headlines confirming that idea. So, and I think the Bank of Japan and the Ministry of Finance is very clear on that. The current move in yen is not alongside fundamentals, and they do not rule out any options in the coming period of time. Mm-hmm. So I think for sure volatility will come back in again, meaning that volatility in the currency pair will increase again. And I think it will be a very choppy couple of weeks going forward. So I think investors have to really be a little bit more careful about this currency in the coming weeks.
Yeah.
Until we see a clearer signs of the trend, if any, if there's any trend reversal.
Okay, speaking of, you know, looking out for clearer signs of trends, what more should investors then look out for that could move the Japanese yen in the coming weeks?
I think everyone is concerned that what the Fed could, will or will not do. I think we are staring into a rate cut cycle. Mm-hmm. But like what you correctly pointed out, if inflation continues to stay sticky on the high side, if the Fed moves back again, timetable, then that potentially could cause the yen to stay weak for a while longer, because just now you mentioned about the interest rate differential, right? So dollar rates stay high for longer, meaning that it makes sense for you to invest in the higher yielding dollar at the expense of the yen. So the yen could stay weak for a while longer in that kind of scenario. So we should look out for data suggesting so.
I see. Well, thank you so much, Peter, for your time and your insights today. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Peter Chia, who's a senior FX strategist at UOB. I'm Hongbin Jung, and this has been Money in the Market. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.